Welcome to your 2019 general election voters pamphlet. The local officials who will be elected in November will represent you on county, city, and town councils, school boards, port and fire commissions, and special purpose district boards. From the maintenance of the roads in your neighborhood to the materials students use in your local schools to the time it takes first responders to get to an emergency, local elected officials make decisions which affect your daily life. There are also 15 statewide ballot measures, including one referendum, on the ballot, and some judicial and legislative races for voters in those districts. We designed this voters' pamphlet to provide you with information on the candidates and issues included on your ballot. Each race and issue are an opportunity for you to make your voice heard through your vote, so please be sure to thoughtfully consider your ballot. You will find several pages inside this general election voters pamphlet designed to help you with voting and the election process. Should you have any questions, please contact your local elections office or the state's election division. There are some changes to election laws in Washington that may help you participate. We encourage you to check your voter registration information today at www.votewa.gov. That's www.votewa.gov. In the week before the election, if you are not registered, have moved since the last time you voted, or did not receive a ballot, you can go to your local elections office during regular business hours and until 8 p.m. on election day to register to vote and get a ballot. Your ballot return envelope now comes with prepaid postage, so you can drop it into either a ballot drop box or any U.S. mailbox. Make sure to drop it into a ballot drop box by 8 p.m. election day, or if you use the mail, remember to get a postmark on or before election day, November 5th, to have your ballot counted. By voting, you are ensuring your voice is heard as you help choose our elected leaders. Make an impact in your community and our state by voting this fall. Sincerely, Kim Wyman, Secretary of State.